Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is CJ Savage and welcome to our program today on the power of the superconscious mind. Today we're going to talk about the power of the mind, your instruction manual. So if you missed getting that instruction manual when you came into this world, this is going to help you out tremendously. I am CJ Savage, a certified hypnotherapist, and I have been for 19 years, and I've studied the mind for more than 30 years. I am also an inspirational, motivational speaker, a past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois, which I resigned in 1993, and I started hypnotizing people. I opened up my own office, and I was hypnotizing people from all walks of life for everything imaginable, but mostly in helping people to heal with their health problems, no matter what it is. And I also help people mainly to stop smoking and to lose weight, get off drugs. But the health is probably one of the things that I love to do the most. So we're going to talk about the power of the mind. And if you do not have control of the power of the mind, something that will help you tremendously is a meditation, a guided meditation. If you would like to check on my hypnosis audios, you can actually go to CD Baby, that stands for compact disc, cdbaby.com/Cheryl J. Savage. That's cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, /Cheryl J. Savage, and that is CHERYLJSAVAGE. And also you can go to the same site, cdbaby.com/artist/CJ Savage, if you want to increase your money. Now, on CD Baby, the unique thing about that is you can go to my hypnosis audios on CD Baby and get free previews of every track I have on there. You can actually listen to the CDs, and then you can basically view a part of every track I've got, and then if you decide you like it, you can get it. Now, you can also find all my CDs on Amazon.com, which if you go to Amazon.com, and then in their search box, just put in Cheryl J. Savage Hypnosis. And hypnosis is H-Y-P-N-O-S-I-S. So you put that in there, and it'll bring up all my hypnosis audios that's online. Now, my email, if you have questions, concerns, whatever, then you can email me at thehypnosisqueen, that's T-H-E-H-Y-P-N-O-S-I-S-Q-U-E-E-N at AOL.com. And you can also find me, I have my own channel on YouTube, so you can go to youtube.com/thehypnosisqueen. I recently added a video clip, which is not very good, and I need to redo it, but I just did it on kind of spur of the moment. It is on where I shattered my bones and healed them in less than 12 days. I was in a full cast on my arm, and then they took the cast off 12 days later and had all my strength back, and I talk about that on YouTube. So you might be interested in that. Okay, now, the power of the mind, your instruction manual. See, I think everybody should have gotten one, but why we don't, I am not really sure. But if you miss getting your instruction manual to your mind, then you may have at times find that your mind is, quote, out of order. Sometimes when I listen to people talk, I want to sit there and make out one of those little signs that says out of order and tape it on their forehead, because that's what we do when something's not working right. So you might find at times that your mind might seem like it's kind of out of order. Well, how are you going to know when this is? It's really easy. It's when your life is not working, or it's not going the way some area, or maybe all areas are not going the way that you want it to go. So how would you know if it's working or not? Do you have health problems, financial challenges, broken relationships, lack of spirituality? I could go on and on and on and on. But if you're having these kind of problems, then your thinking is out of order, and you are not using your mind properly. So until you understand what I am about to tell you, why you're having health problems, your financial problems, relationship problems, whatever it is, you will not be able to consciously create the abundant life that you really want or so desire. So you're going to have to try to understand this. Once you learn how the mind works and you take control and use it properly, your life will change and you will be able to live your dreams and reach your goals easily and quickly. And when you learn this, you're going to align your own energy with what we call source energy, or you may call it God's energy, God's mind. You get into alignment with a much higher power. A force. It is an energy field, a force that goes into and through all of us. So if you feel like you're paddling upstream, you may very well be in your energy field. Your mind is your greatest and most powerful asset that you have, and it came with the body. It's free to help you to be, to do, or to have anything you really want for your whole entire life while you're here on this planet, providing that you learn how to use it properly and you take control of it. Everyone has a mind, but not very many people really know how to use it and create the kind of life that you want because they didn't get their instruction manual when they came into this world. So here it is. You have to understand that we are all master hypnotists. We are master manifestors, master achievers. We are, but not in the way that we should be, because most people are not using their mind correctly. Because, you see, the negative stuff is always so much easier to believe. It's also easier to think. It's easier to feel because it is a very strong and very powerful energy. Negative energy runs at a much faster, higher rate than positive energy does. That's why it's so much easier to connect to it. And so if you are running on negative energy, then you are probably your worst enemy. Can be your worst enemy if you've ever thought that. Has anybody ever said that? You know, you could be your worst enemy. It's because you're standing around whining and crying and bitching, oh, poor me, and nobody likes me. Well, of course not. You're a miserable person who wants to be your friend. And, you know, if you are very negative and you talk bad about other people, then know that other people are talking bad about you, because negative energy goes around, and what goes around comes around, and it is universal law. So, we're going to try to straighten you out here and get that thinking straightened out to where it's working properly. So, creating negative energy, thinking and feeling negative feelings and thoughts is so much easier than creating that positive energy, is it not? Thinking and feeling only positive thoughts and feeling feelings most of the time. You see, it is so much easier to think and feel negative. So much easier than the positive, right? You can use the power of the mind to work for you instead of working against you when you learn to control it. And about 90-some percent of the people do not know how to control their mind. They think, well, it just works automatically. Those thoughts just flood in automatically. Yes, then they're living by default, and they're allowing to come in whatever just comes in. And then their thoughts are negative, which leads to negative feelings, which leads to a negative life, and then they can't understand why they're depressed. People, there are so many people who are depressed. And I talk to clients all the time that tell me how depressed they are. And when we talk about their thinking and get their thinking straightened out, the depression just simply leaves. It's that simple. You know, it isn't really any different than the fat woman that says, I am so fat. I don't understand why I'm so fat. I need to lose a lot of weight. Well, how do I do that? Stop eating. Close your mouth. Isn't it really that simple? So, you know, I hypnotize somebody to stop eating so much because they're not hungry and they don't find desirable and it doesn't satisfy them anymore to eat all the extra food. So they stop eating and then they lose weight and they're like, huh, that worked pretty easy when they tried everything in the world. Well, it's the same thing with the mind. You simply have to stop thinking negative thoughts. Now, I get people ask me all the time, well, how do you do that? They just come in automatically. They flood into my mind uncontrollably. Millions of negative thoughts every day. And I said, huh, and you wonder why you're depressed. Okay, we're going to get you straightened out here. Every day, we all live in a state of self-hypnosis. Every day. We are hypnotizing ourselves with our own thoughts and our feelings. We are being hypnotized by the environment around us, especially TV. You go to a doctor, whatever the doctor tells you, don't you take it to heart, and you've just been hypnotized. I've always said doctors are the greatest hypnotists in the whole world. Our old family doctor, Dr. Bone, he's now retired, but he is one of the greatest doctors I think that has ever lived in this entire community, if not on this entire region on this earth. But I asked him back in the 80s, what is the one thing that you prescribe more than anything else? Which drug? Oh, he immediately said, that's easy. That would be placebos. And I said, placebos? Well, you know that placebos are just simply sugar pills. They're not even drugs. And I said, well, why do you do that? He said, well, I have people come in all day long that are always telling me they don't feel good. They don't know why. He prescribes placebos. And he says, take three of these a day for 2 or 3 days. And he said, if you're not feeling better in 2 or 3 days, come back. He said, 9 times out of 10, they don't come back. They believe in their mind that they just got the pill to fix them, and so therefore they heal themselves with their own mind. That's the God's truth. It is the truth. And he was really a wonderful doctor. So we live in a state of self-hypnosis. We are all in somewhat of a trance, actually. So when people come to me, what I do is I actually just change their trance and to change their life to the way they want it to be. So we're hypnotizing ourselves with our own thoughts and our feelings. And a chronic pattern of the same thought leads to belief. That's what a belief is. It's a chronic pattern of thought. If you keep thinking something over and over and over, you're going to come to believe it. And then you'll feel it. A belief becomes a feeling. And a feeling leads to emotions. And we're going to talk about feelings and emotions here in just a minute because that all comes from our thought process. So understand that if you're not happy with any area of your life, or if you just want some improvement in any area of your life, you have to start by changing your thinking. Your thoughts are things, literally. They are things. When you think a thought, it goes out into all of the space in the universe, permeates and penetrates all of space around you, and it has what we call a vibrational frequency. It actually vibrates at a certain rate of speed. So, and we have technology today that we can actually measure that. When those thoughts go out into space, it is like little tiny, millions of little tiny bitty magnets that go out and attracts like energy that brings back to you. So, again, what goes around comes around. You know, if you talk and whine and cry and bitch and moan about everything in life and how awful everything is and how you can't stand this person and that person, then know this, that you're just going to become one big crap magnet. And then you wonder why your life's a train wreck and nobody likes you. So if you're not happy with any area of your life or you're just simply wanting some improvement, you have to start by changing your thinking. Your thoughts create your emotions, and round and round and round we go here. Your thoughts create your emotions then feed your thoughts, and so on and so on. Do you understand what I'm saying here? If you don't like the emotions that you're having, change your thoughts, what you're thinking. But if you keep thinking whatever it is that you're thinking, you're going to keep getting whatever it is that you're getting. I think Joyce Meyer actually said that. I love that. I saw her one morning say that. And it made such an impact on me. If you're depressed or you suffer depression, most likely your thoughts are out of order with negative thoughts, recapping negative experiences. You have thoughts. You don't have to tell me what you think because I already know. It's thoughts of worry, fear, and lack, and limitations, grief, sorrow, and you're recapping all those old negative experiences from the past. Does that sound familiar? Well, do you know how to stop it? You simply stop thinking those kinds of thoughts. Stop thinking that kind of stuff. And then I'm hearing people saying, but I can't help it. Yes, you can. You can. You can if you try. It is simply nothing more than a bad habit. Bad habits can be broken. So whatever is going on in your life around you, whatever you do, what you have, your relationships, your finances, your health, is a direct result of your thoughts plus your emotions. So start by breaking the habit of negative thoughts. And I have talked about this so many times. And I know that most of you think, oh, that sounds too easy. That sounds too simple. You know, how could anything that simple and simplistic just have very much power? Well, it does. It does work. And I tell my clients when they have a lot of negative thoughts and negative thinking going on, wear a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you think or say anything negative, snap that rubber band hard enough to hurt. And you have to be honest with yourself, and you have to do it. And if you do that, you're going to really draw attention to yourself. Oh, no, I just did that. I can't believe I did it again. And what you will do is you'll bring attention to it, and you will start being very careful about what you do think. You will start getting control. But you, what you do is when you do have a negative thought, snap that rubber band, and then immediately replace that negative thought with a positive thought. And tell everyone around you why you're wearing that rubber band, and allow them also to snap that rubber band just in case that you don't. They will become your support group. And first of all, and most important, it also makes them very aware of what you're doing, that you want to get away from negative talk, negative feelings. You want to get away from negative people. So what do you think they're going to do? If they want to be your friend and be able to hang around you, they're going to become aware of this, and they also are going to try to become more positive, and they'll be more careful what they say around you. And they just simply say, you know, I'm just trying to avoid all negativity for the next 60 days. I'm going to make some changes in my life. And they're like, really? So will they start, you know, whining and crying and moaning and groaning about life? Probably not. So if you tell those around you why you're wearing the rubber band, you will also have their support in helping you change your thoughts, which lead to your emotions, which leads to the life that you live. There is a web of energy that runs through everything in this world that responds to our emotions. So in other words, your thoughts and emotions create a vibrational frequency of energy that attracts like energy. So I'm asking you, what are you attracting, manifesting, or achieving? You know, most people find it really difficult to believe that everything in their life, everything going on around them, they have created. Most people say, oh, that's not true. I didn't attract that. How could I possibly attract that? I didn't want that. You know, I had this one guy tell me how him and his ex-wife, how they're battling it out constantly, fighting, and she's spreading gossip about him and drove his girlfriend off and I don't know all, and going on. And he said, well, our little discussion, he said, I did not attract that. How could I possibly attract that? I do not attract this kind of crap into my life. And I said, what do you think about? When he started really thinking about what he thinks about, he thought about her a lot. He focused on hate in his heart. He absolutely despises her. He hates her. Just the thoughts of her makes his blood pressure go way up, makes his heart beat faster. I mean, all his vital signs are even out of order. So, yes, you do attract the crap in your life when you focus on crap in your mind and feel it in your heart. So whatever your experiences may be in your life right now are a direct result of your thoughts combined with your emotions. If you want to change your future, start changing your thoughts right now. Talk to yourself like a third person. Give yourself a pep talk with emotion. Tell yourself, all I need is within me now. I love that saying. Tell yourself, all I need is within me now, because it is. That's one of Tony Robbins' notorious chants in his personal development program called The Edge. I love that affirmation. And don't say it like you're going to work. I got to go to work. Don't say it with, you know, just mundane words. Say it with enthusiasm, excitement. Say it 20 times. Say it like you mean it with all your heart until you feel it. You know, the first time I actually heard that, it actually made no sense to me until I realized that all you need is within you now, right now. Heck, you have the state-of-the-art pharmacy right there inside your spirit. You are a spirit, a spiritual being, which the mind is, if you don't understand this, the mind is the spiritual part of you. It's a spiritual being. That spiritual part of you is pure energy, and it flows into and through and fills every single cell of your entire physical body. It is inside every cell of your being. So when you use that mind, that energy source inside of you, you've got to get control of it, you've got to get rid of the negative thinking. When you use that simply to heal, oh my gosh, it's a perfect healing because that's your direct connection to God. You are a part of God. You are not separate from God. I had a client tell me yesterday, I think God's got it out for me. There is no such thing. God does not have it out for anybody. The only thing that anybody has it out for anybody, when you say that, I think God's got it out for me. No, you've got it out for yourself. He's going through a divorce, and he thinks that his life has turned to crap because God's got it out for him. There's no such thing. God does not have it out for anybody. God has unconditional love for every one of us here on this earth. And we have what's called free will. We have free choice. So if you think your life is crap, then your life is going to be crap. If you don't want it to be crap, then don't think like crap. Are you starting to get the picture yet? The fact is, all you need is within you now. Acknowledge it. Own it. If a negative thought comes in, simply replace it immediately with something positive. Something, you know, if you can't think of something to think, fill it with an affirmation. An affirmation is affirming something that you want to be true. You want it to be true anyway. Something like this. You're going down the road. You have nothing to think about. Well, if you want to start focusing on your problems, of course, and the lack of money to pay the bills and your relationships and what a problem that is and your fears and your worries and so on, realize that what you focus on expands. Remember I said we are all master hypnotists, master manifestors? Well, we are. So if I were you, I would try to focus on something very positive and not on something negative. So using something, an affirmation, something like this to fill your idle mind is every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Say it like you mean it. Shout it out to the universe, even if it's in your own mind. If you're riding in the car with somebody else, shout it out through your mind, your thoughts. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. You know, when you first say that, you're going to think to yourself, that is so not true. I'm sicker than a dog, and my finances are a wreck, and so on and so on. Well, if you keep saying it, and you don't focus on the negative, and you do focus only on the positive, and you start filling your mind with only positive feelings that leads to positive emotions, then when you say every day in every way, I am getting better and better, it actually, the universe is going to bring you everything you possibly could need to make your life better and better. And you will also find yourself feeling better and better. Now, you can repeat this out loud if you're by yourself, in the car, in the shower, whatever. You can just simply use it by shouting it out through your mind when you're with other people. Even when you are thinking this silently in your mind, do it with feeling, enthusiasm, and feel it as if you're really getting better and better, because you are. Get control of your thoughts. Start observing the thoughts that you think, what you think about, because those thoughts are things, and you do create the world around you, the world that you live in. If you think your life is getting better and better, it really will. Just keep getting better and better. As long as you think that and start feeling it with emotion, it will really improve. But you have to stop worrying about your finances, having enough money or the lack of, filling your idle mind with this affirmation like there is. If you're worried about money, here's an affirmation that you can fill your idle mind. When I say idle, it means you don't really have anything to think about. So if you're allowing these thoughts to flood in by default, as they call it, because you think they just come in uncontrollably and you can't stop them, that's not true. If it's money, finances that you're worried about, then use an affirmation like, there is an avalanche of money coming to me now. I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. Say it over and over and over and over until you feel it. Say it when you are going to sleep at night in your mind. Say it on your breath so you can hear it with your ears if it helps you to focus. Say it when you wake up in the morning. Say it when you're in the shower, when you're driving down the road, getting ready to go somewhere. You know, just keep saying it, and you will start feeling it, and it will come to be. Same thing with your health. If you're worrying about your health, you can use that affirmation every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Or you can say, I am strong, powerful. What is the affirmation? I forgot it again. I'll come across it in just a minute. Loving, harmonious, happy. Okay. I'll think of it here in a minute. Okay. I want you just to spend a minute or two imagining, just imagining and feeling it within. Whatever affirmation you have, imagine it. But when you imagine it, let's just say for this affirmation, every day and every way, I am getting better and better. I want you to imagine it, and then I want you to see the end result. So if there is a problem with your life, don't stop and think, even if it's a flash of a second, don't stop and think, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get that, oh, I don't know how that's going to happen, or where that's going to come from. But this is what you need. If you have something that you really need, focus on the end result, where it all works out, where you already have it. And then when you really get rid of all that negative thoughts and the negative emotions, then the universe is going to bring you whatever it is you need. And sometimes it's magically, sometimes it's in the most unorthodox way, or life is just going to take a spin in a different direction and take you down a different path to bring you what it is that you really need. But you will find people show up in your life to help you and get you what it is that you really need. But you've got to spend a minute or two every day just feeling it within, with the excitement that you already have it. Feel it as if it's already come to pass. If you do this several times a day throughout the day, you're going to find that what you focus on is going to manifest. So you cannot be worrying about what is wrong in your life. You cannot think about what you're lacking or what you don't have. You can't worry about your finances, that there's not enough. You just can't do that. You have to stop it. You have to stop the bad, negative, wrong thinking. And just simply fill that mind with affirmations, or put one of these affirmations into your thoughts and think it. When a negative starts coming in, you stop that. You stop the negative thought and then put in the positive thought. But when you do this, imagine and think exactly. If it's money that you need, imagine and think. First of all, if you don't even know how much money you need, you know that when you want something from the universe, it's kind of like ordering in a restaurant. And let's say you need X amount of dollars. Well, you know, if you go into the restaurant and you say, I'm hungry, bring me some food. And they say, bring you what? I don't know, I'm hungry, just bring me something. Well, it's going to be a while before you get that order because the universe cannot figure it out, right? Or the waitress can't figure it out. It's the same way with the universe. You know, if you say, bring me money, lots of money. Well, you need to really have an exact amount that you focus on and do not change that amount. Just like being in the restaurant, I'll have a hamburger. She goes, get the order. Come back. By the time she gets back, it's like, no, I changed my mind. I think I'll have pizza. Okay. Well, you know, if you keep changing it, it's like you're never going to get it. So you want to figure out exactly what you need financial-wise. Focus on it. Stick to it. Have a date in mind. And just simply say, buy X. You put a date in there. Buy. And I actually have a CD that actually helps you to focus on to become rich and wealthy with the law of attraction with hypnosis. It's on cdbaby.com/artist/CJSavage. And it will come up, become rich and wealthy with the law of attraction. It will actually help you to focus on and manifest into your life exactly what it is. And I will tell you to figure out the amount that you need, add up whatever it is that you need, focus on that figure, and I will tell you that if you do that for even 30 days, I'm saying faithfully do it every day for 30 days, and you get into it and you feel it with emotion, you just feel it as if you've already got it, and you see the end result, and you see doing whatever it is that you need the money for, and see you taking the money to the bank or whatever the case may be, you're going to see a change in your finances. I absolutely promise you it will happen. But you have to listen to it. You have to listen to it faithfully. And I'm talking, I don't know what your situation is, and everybody's situation is different, but I'm saying in 30 days it will change. If you have a real problem with negative thinking and you have a hard time getting rid of those negative thoughts, it might take you 60 days or a year before, you know, you can get rid of the negative thoughts. But if you break that bad habit of bad, wrong, negative thinking, that's the first step. then you focus on what it is that you do want, and that's what you think about. And you believe that it's coming, and you can even put in a certain date, and you focus on it, and you raise up your vibration, and you feel as if you already have it. And then, out of the blue, you're going to get a message, maybe a phone call, a visitor. Something's going to happen. Someone will come in out of your life. It will change your situation, and it will come. I just had a lady yesterday tell me that poor as can be, most of her life, very, very poor, nothing but financial struggles, and she finally got it. She said, I think I got it. And so she started really getting rid of her. She wore the rubber band. She's got rid of the negative thoughts, the negative thinking, and she kept saying, I don't know where the money's going to come from, but I believe it's going to come. And she got so excited about it, she kept getting really excited about it as if she already had it, and then, boom, she inherited a bunch of money. As she said, it's just like it fell out of the sky. So she just bought a brand new home, got a new home, and enjoying her new money. So can it happen? Absolutely, but you have got to get rid of the negative thinking and get control of your thoughts. You need to start observing your thoughts. You know, if you're depressed or down, it's because you allow those negative thoughts to keep running through your head. And if you go back to, I think 3 weeks ago, I talked about this web of energy that runs through all of us. It's some of the newest, latest experiments that they have just done through some of the biggest organizations, universes, and our services. The Army is even one of them, that they're studying this. They have the technology to study this web of energy that runs in through everything, and they can actually measure the vibrational level of energy that is in anything. So it runs through everything, and this web of energy responds to our emotions, okay? So, yes, if you want to change your life, you've got to change your thinking. And you really, if there's something that you really, really want, you really need to focus on it more than just once a day, because you need to focus on it several times a day depending on how bad it is that you want, whatever it is that you want. But to add power to it, write it down. Print it out. And the reason I say print it out is because your energy inside your soul goes out of that pen or pencil onto the paper, and it helps you to focus. And it also raise your vibration and feel it when you write it down there. It helps you to focus. Focus your thoughts, focus your feelings, your emotions, manifesting whatever it is that you do want. Keep it all positive. Now, I've talked in the past about writing goals, how to change, you're doing different things to change your life. But when you write a goal, keep it all positive. No negative words. Whatever it is your goal is that you're focusing on, whatever it is that you really want, and this is the problem with most people, they don't know what they want. So to figure out what it is that you do want, start by making a big list of what you want. And everything that you want, write out what it is that you do want. Be very specific and keep it very positive. Then after you write what you want, write why you want it. Now, if you can't find any really good reasons why you want it, and you don't feel any emotion about it, why you want it, it's probably not a very good goal, or you can wait for a while, but it's not a priority. Then after you write why you want it, then write the reasons I believe I can have it. And just write whatever just flows to mind. Whatever comes to mind, write it out. But keep it all positive. No negative words or thoughts. Don't focus on, like for example, don't focus on, I don't want to be broke. I don't want to have so many bills. Because, again, see, you're focusing on being broke and you're focusing on the bills. And, again, that's all negative. So you're only going to get more of the bills. You're only going to get more broke if you keep focusing on that. Focus on being financially free and what you would do with your new financial freedom. See the end result. You know, buying something that you really want. Maybe it's a house. Maybe it's a car. Maybe it's given to charity or the church or those in need. Write down what you are focusing on manifesting or achieving at least 2 times a day. If it's something you really want, you will find the time and the effort to do this. Write it down 2 times a day, morning and night. And this is very powerful. And it will also help you to get focused. Write your goals, your affirmations, like on notes, and post them like on your bathroom mirror, on the refrigerator, at the computer, work, dash of your car, etc., because it keeps you focused. It's like a map to guide you where you want to get going. You ever want to get somewhere, but you don't want to look at a map? You might finally get there, but it's going to take a long time and spend a lot of effort trying to get there. However, it's kind of like a map to guide you where you're going. So post notes and signs along the way through your daily life to get you where you're going. If you do that for at least 30, 60, 90 days, I don't know what your goals are, and know that the bigger your goal is, the longer it's going to take for it to get here. But if you do that, if your goals are really small, you know, I have an extra $200 and by October 15th. I am in possession of $200 by October 15th, an extra $200. Now, if you focus on that day and night, you write it down, you feel it with emotion, you need it, you have reasons why you need it, then it's going to come. But the bigger your goal, if the goal is, you know, I have $3 million by October 31st. Now, if you can actually conceive that in your mind and you can believe it, you can feel it with emotion, it'll come. But if it's just a wish and you want it but you don't have a why, it probably won't happen. There is a big difference between really, really wanting something, a burning desire, believing, wanting it, having it no matter what, versus wanting something. Well, I want $1 million. What do you want $1 million for? Well, I don't know. It'd be nice. I wouldn't have to ever work again. Well, you know what? That's why you don't have $1 million. That's why God did not bring it to you, is because you don't need it. You don't even really want it. It's just a wish. And your life's going to keep right on going, and you're not, and you don't even hardly ever think about it. But if somebody mentions the lottery or something, you think, yeah, I'd like to have that. A real burning desire will manifest every single time. So if you do this, if you do what I'm telling you to do for 30, 60, or 90 days, I promise you, you will attract the things into your life that you want instead of what you don't want. Depending on how strong your emotions are, when you feel the feelings as if you already have it, and how focused you are on most of the time what you want and not on what you don't want, will depend on how fast it will come to you. So I don't know how big your goals are, but the bigger they are, the longer it's going to take. But if you're talking about something reasonable, and I'm not talking about the waitress that's making $200 a week that starts saying, by October 30th, I will be making $1 million a month. Well, if she can believe it, conceive it in her mind, and believe it, and feel it with emotion, and focuses on it like 90% of the time, well, it'll probably happen by some odd miracle, but can she do that? Can most people do that? No, because first of all, anything that you really want really needs to have a why. Why you want it, why you need it. Why you have to have it. Because if you don't have a why, actually it's really not very important. It's nothing more than a wish or just a want, and it's not even important. Now, if you are having a hard time feeling as if you deserve it, and that is one big issue with most people, I need, and it might be something they really, really need, because, for example, this one gal whose house was literally falling down around her and her family. I mean, the roof was leaking. They were bulging out of the walls in this house. The house was just rotten. And she wanted it worse than anything. And she wanted it. She believed she would get it. She felt it with emotion. But at first, it just wasn't happening because she had one negative thought that just kept haunting her. She didn't feel like she deserved it. So we had to overcome that, and if you just simply say, whatever it is, in her case, I have a new house by, and her goal was September of 2009. She wanted before winter. She knew the house would not withstand another harsh winter. So she said, I have a new house by September of 2009. I don't know how. I only know that I do, and I am fulfilled. Now, she couldn't figure out in her mind how in the world it was ever going to happen because she didn't believe that they could afford it. She didn't have any idea where the money was going to come from. They didn't have any money in savings. And she kept saying, I have a new house by September 30th. She planned the house. She started getting plans. She started looking at the house. She planned that house out. But she took action. And when she took action, she got excited, and she started feeling it with emotion. And she believed. And she was even telling people, we're getting a new house by September of 2009. And you know what? Oddly enough, somebody stepped up and said, you know what? I'm going to give you a gift of money. Somebody did. And they did. And they built the house, and the house was almost up and completed by the end of September of 2009 by some miracle. Now, if you need money and you really do need it and you have a really big why and you have a lot of emotion and you have a burning desire to have it because you have no desire to file bankruptcy and fail and all that and you don't want to feel like failure, then you can simply say, I have it, even though I feel, and you need to have a specific amount now, and you can say, I have X amount of dollars, even though I don't feel I deserve it, I have it, and I am fulfilled. But when you have, and that overcomes your feeling of maybe not feeling like you really deserve it, for whatever reason that may be, but a lot of people don't feel that they deserve it. They want things, but they don't. They have this little voice inside them that says, you don't deserve it. You know, why should you give it? Why should you have it? You know, why should you be able to do it? So just simply override those feelings. And if it's not deserving, simply command with, I don't know how. I only know I do now, and I am fulfilled. So, now, if you practice this type of positive and good and right thinking most of the time, and I do mean most of the time, then the bad, negative, and wrong thoughts become less and less, no matter what. And you will align yourself with a good and divine energy fast, and all good will come together for the best interest of all concerned. You will get into alignment with God's energy, or you might call it God's mind. Now, can you focus is the next concern. Can you focus? Staying focused on what you want, your goal or desire, can be difficult if you don't have a roadmap to show you how to get there. The roadmap is what you create along this journey that you're on in getting what it is that you really want. The first prerequisite here is to break the bad habit of negative thinking. Wear the rubber band and be honest with yourself. Snap it hard enough to hurt. You do have to be honest with yourself, and you do have to snap it hard enough to make it hurt, because if you don't, if it doesn't hurt, are you really going to break the bad habit of wrong, bad, negative thinking? You've got to get yourself, you've got to get your attention. You've got to treat yourself like a third person to get your attention. So every time you have a bad, wrong, or negative thought, snap that rubber band hard enough to make it hurt, okay? And if you wear it long enough, the thoughts of the bad, negative, wrong thoughts will disappear every time when you just keep replacing those negative thoughts. As soon as it comes to your attention, replace it with good, positive, and right thoughts. Okay. Now, I just told one of my clients to do this, and she told me it works, and I have to tell you this story. She works in a very, very stressful environment, and she really does. Everyone there is under a lot of a pressure, and you can just simply get your head ripped off. She said if you bring the wrong flavor of ice cream in for lunch, when one person goes out and picks up, I guess, everybody's lunches, if you bring in the wrong shake, chocolate instead of vanilla, whatever, she said you can get your head ripped off. All the women that are working, it's a medical office, she said they either all have PMS, hot flashes, so she said she just has a lot of negative and bad thoughts. Now, this client that I'm talking about is a really nice lady, really, really nice. But she said she's got a lot of problems with her life and her kids and relationships and finances and so on and so on. So that kind of surprised me because she seems so nicely mannered and so polite and kind and soft-spoken. So I kind of was surprised. But however, she said she works in this very, very stressful situation, and she works with a lot of people who are I guess you would say, stressed out, cross, and they also have a lot of negative bad thoughts. She also has a lot of negative bad wrong thoughts. Now, when you get into a situation like this where you have a lot of people that's in a very, very stressful situation, they are literally feeding off of each other's energy. One person can be in a really bad mood, maybe because it started at home, an argument with their husband or something, goes to work, and they're just full of negative energy, dark, negative energy. Well, it is actually then, it goes out, and it affects those around them, and they can feel it. And the next person that's in the office actually can feel that negative energy, and they become, it pulls them down. They start feeling down. It happens by default if you let it, because nobody in that office really has any control over their own thoughts or their feelings. They're all in there by default, and so they're feeding off of each other. And then the next one becomes very cross and mad and angry, and they can't even figure out why, and they started out in a good mood that day, but now they're at work and they're mad and they're upset. So do you understand you can literally feed off of other people's energy, and when you are so terribly upset you cannot even figure out why you're so upset, it's because ask yourself, whose energy is this? Is this mine or is it someone else's? Because you can pick up other people's energy. That's a fact. And you let it control you, and then you're living by default. You just simply refuse to accept anger, accept hate, refuse to accept hate, refuse to allow it to be a part of your life. I advise her to wear a rubber band and tell everyone that she works with why she's wearing it, and keep it on no matter what, and simply snap it if she has a bad, wrong, or negative thought. And if someone's very cross and angry because she brought the wrong ice cream, then she just smile and say, sorry. So positive energy is also contagious. And if you just keep smiling and be really smiling and happy, you're going to find that other people want to be around you. It's contagious. You can create positive energy even in a very negative situation. And you can do it when you start controlling your own thoughts and feelings. And when you do that, you'll feel in control. And even if somebody's in a really bad mood and they're angry and cross, you're not going to let it affect you. Because the thoughts that we think is free will. It is a choice. It's just a choice. And the emotions that we have and that we feel comes from our thoughts and our thinking, and it's just a choice. But we all have free will here to do what we want, but you can train yourself to be a very positive person. You can train yourself to think good, right, and positive thoughts no matter what. Now, you're not going to ever be completely immune to negative thoughts and feelings. They might have some, but you know, if it's a very small percentage, and the very large percentage is all positive and good and right, you will align yourself with good energy in this world, in this universe, and your life will start straightening out, and the things will come forth that it is that you really want. But it does take some effort at first. At first, it might be a great effort for you, but once you get the hang of it, it will come naturally, easily, and effortlessly as the negative energy leaves. And you also find that when you really get rid of the negative energy out of your life, that may be shutting off the TV and stop listening to the news. I mean, literally, stop listening to the news. Is there anything there that you really need to know? It brings you down. And the radio, the TV stations, the news is hypnotic, very hypnotic. They make you believe things. That's their world. It's not yours. But when you do really get rid of the negative energy, work at getting rid of the negative energy out of your life, you're going to find that the people that bring you down, the negative people around you, will just fade out of your life. They will disappear because like energy attracts like energy. When you become really positive, raising your vibrational frequency of energy, you will not only create positive energy that goes out into all of space, but it strongly affects those around you, and you will see that their energy will change as well. And they are probably living by default, so they will change with the wind. I even have a grandson that I picked up a few days ago. Well, he got out of school. And he did not have a very good day. And he was whining and crying and carrying on. And I said, stop it. You are so full of garbage. Just stop it. I said, whose energy is that? Is that yours or did you pick up somebody's negative energy? He looked at me kind of surprised. And I said, you need to start replacing your thoughts with positive thoughts immediately. And, you know, he was quiet for about 1 minute, and then he was in the best mood ever. He had a smile on his face, and he was his old self. I was really proud of him. So, it is a choice. You are in control of your thoughts. Now, when you have started working on the positive thinking with the rubber band on your arm, you also need to figure out what you want. And this is, like I said, it's really hard for a lot of people what it is that you really want. But when you do really figure out what it is that you really want, that means you have a big why you want something, you're going to have a list of goals. We talked about goals. We've talked about it several times. Now, when you have your goals, I want you to figure out what is the one most important thing to you, the one thing that is top priority that you want faster, and you want it more than anything else. Because when you're new at this and you're kind of an amateur, I don't want you to start focusing on, I've got 7 things here I want, that I really want. Of course you do. You probably have 70 things that you really want. But let's just focus down to the one or two things that you want more than anything else that is a top priority. Because when you're new at this, I don't want your mind scattered into 70 different things. I want you to focus on only one or two things. If it's your health, if your health is really a train wreck, then go to my CDs on the Hypnosis Audios to cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage, CherylJSavage. There are 2 CDs, 2 Hypnosis Audios there that you can download immediately. And those 2 CDs are on there that I use to heal my shattered bones. And it is General Healing of Health Problems, which uses God's energy, the white light, source energy, to bring into you to do the actual healing on your body. The other one is Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. And with those 2 combined there together, you can fix anything in your body. So if it's your health, which is a major issue, I would suggest that you only focus on one thing and one thing only, okay? And then if it's money, I know that you think that money is really a big deal. I know that you think it is, but it's really not. See, the really most important issue in this world, in this life, is your health, because if your health is out the window and it's gone, really nothing else matters, right? So let's first get your health in order. Let's focus on that. And then, I mean, the most valuable things in this world, the most valuable things is actually free. And your health is one of them. And you can fix your health through the power of your own mind if you just simply try. And here I've offered you on CD Baby or even Amazon, you can get on Amazon, is the 2 Hypnosis Audios. That is a guided meditation into healing your body no matter what it is. I don't care what it is. There isn't anything at all in this world. There isn't any cancer. There isn't any disease. There isn't any injury that your mind cannot heal, repair, or overcome. That's a fact. That is an absolute scientifically proven fact. Now, doctors will call it miracles. As a matter of fact, when my cast came off in less than 12 days, the doctor said to me, I do believe in miracles, but this is highly unusual. This is highly unusual. Well, some doctors are more used to that than others. Some of it don't see too much of it, the alternative type of healing. But you can heal anything with your mind if you just simply try, and that's all it is. If you think you can't, then you can't. If you think you can and you just simply try, if you just want to try, it does work, and it works like magic. So I have witnessed a lot of healings in my day, a lot. There's not that many, much evidence of proof on a lot of them, but I have, through my own eyes, have even witnessed healings that I look back thinking, wow, that was almost unbelievable. But it did happen right before my very eyes. I've seen people heal themselves, and when you heal with the meditations, with hypnosis, you are healing yourself. I'm not doing it. I'm just simply guiding your mind, guiding your thoughts. You, in your own mind, is healing your own body, and you can do it. Now, we're running out of time. I'm going to have to stop here, and I'm going to continue next week on your instruction manual for your mind, and we're going to talk more about getting your finances in order, your money, but I want you to first get your health in order. If you need to lose weight, then lose weight with hypnosis. If you need to heal whatever it is, you've got health problems, if you're suffering and from whatever, from illnesses, injuries, or whatever the case may be, then use the hypnosis to heal you because it works. And that's the most common question I get yet today. Does it really work? It works. It works like magic. If you want it to work, if you just simply try, it'll work. Even if you don't believe it'll work, but if you try and you want it to work, it will work. It's as simple as that. Okay, we're going to have to stop. You can email me if you have any questions. I am taking new clients as long as time allows, but my email address is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. My website is thehypnosisqueen.com. You can find me on YouTube. The channel there is youtube.com/thehypnosisqueen. If you want to find out more about me, just simply go to google.com and put in the search box The Hypnosis Queen, all as like one word, The Hypnosis Queen, and you will bring up my sites, everything from testimonies and things I've done and whatever. So we're going to have to go, and we will continue this next week. So continue and join me again next Thursday, and thank you for joining me.